Good morning. We continue with our study of all the psukim of Malchios, Achronos, and Shovros 30 for 30. And, of course, we are up to the second of the psukim in the Zechronos section. Vayishmalu kimes na'akasam, vayizkor lahem es brisoas Avraham es Yitzchak ves Yaakov. What's being discussed over here is in regard to the noise that Bnei Yisrael had made, the cries that they cried out to Hashem at the time of the Shibud Mitzrayim. Now, the fact of the matter is, it says Vayizkor, Hashem heard their cries, in the plural, Vayizkor lahem es briso, he remembered his individual covenant. And of course, he recalled Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Does God really forget that he needs to remember? And by the way, right, if they needed to be in Galus, what happens that they had protexia from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? What are the messages we're supposed to think about as we're dealing with the Shibud? So, there is a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Hei that points out that Yaakov Avinu technically should have gone down to Mitzrayim in chains, if not for the fact that he was Yaakov and God said that's not respectable to do it to him. So Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, pointed out that that's what we say in order to learn, to teach us, and to the world around us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Galus Mitzrayim in order for us to know that He's with us in, even in Galus, and that Galus serves a protective, corrective, restorative process, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind as well. But the fact is that the kavod of the individual, Yaakov Avinu, caused Hashem to send Yaakov down, not in chains, but rather as an individual. Now, we have to know, what are we learning from that? What we learn from that is that there is an idea of the respect of the individual, in this case being Yaakov Avinu, and that gets wrapped together with the responsibilities of the Tzibur to teach the world that Am Yisrael needs to be refined in Galus, and that God sends them to Galus, and not only for the refinement, but to teach the messages of the fact that Imo Anochi Betzara, that God is with them even in those moments. And so there's a combo that comes in a different way, and sometimes Hashem has to cheshbon it, He has to account for it differently. And I seem to think and recall, and I think I heard the same thing in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, that that's what our pasuk is telling us over here as well. It said, "Vayishmalu kimes na'akasam," Hashem heard their cries, collective. The cries of each and every individual coming along, and also he remembered the bris of the masses. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers both the individual and his place or her place within the community when he considers who we are and what we're doing. In addition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also takes care of the Tzibur with Zchus Avos. I believe Rav Avladji Yosef Zecher Tzadik Livracha pointed out that the entire Geula comes because of the Avos and the Imahos. We find a similar comment in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which points out that Eliyahu HaNavi was punished because he called Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarif, Rachel, and Leah together. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't handle it when they all pray together. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be able to extend the Galus if all of them are standing at the same time. And the fact is we need to consider that as well. Sometimes as we're thinking through our psukim in Zechronos, we might as well consider the idea of Zikaron. The Zikaron of Hashem is always there, but the fact that it comes Latova to be remembered in a positive is this combo. The combo of the individual's role, and the, together with his or her role within the community, and the idea that we all have Zchusavo. So maybe that's something we should be considering when we get up to this pasuk. What is the role of the individual? Where's my place within the community? Am I fulfilling my role in that place? Am I doing what I'm expected to be doing? That's the first question we want to ask ourselves. And the second question we might ask ourselves is, frankly, we talk about Zchus Avos. We talk about the merits of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of the Imahos. But are we living to their standards? And we need to ask ourselves as we get to this pasuk, what would Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what would Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah ask from us? What would they want us to do in our situations in life? If we can learn to consider these ideas, not only will the great day, the Yom HaDin, be one that will turn out well for us and our loved ones, but every day will be a great day. So let me turn to you and wish you the same. Have a terrific day.